Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Libero Copper and Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LBC and on the OTCQB under the symbol LBCMF. We are chatting with the CEO, Ian Harris. To bring everybody up to speed, Libero Copper and Gold company has a handful of projects. The one that we're going to be talking the most about in this interview is the Makoa property. That is in Colombia. And the most important part of this is that this project already does have a large copper deposit, and the company is drilling. The most recent news talks about a drill hole that just went past 1,000 meters and was extended by the company. They also hold the Esperanza project in Argentina and two projects in the Golden Triangle, the Big Red property and Big Bulk property. As I mentioned, Ian, let's start off with Makoa here. The news from March 30th that the drill hole past 1,000 meters is being extended to 1,200 meters. This seems positive. Obviously, you don't have the results back yet, but take us through the decision to further extend this deep hole.
So first of all, I want to say thanks for always having me on your show. It's been exciting because this whole story has kind of grown together from the very beginning. In the copper space, right, when we're thinking about deposits of copper, right, the key determinant is size, scale, grade. I mean, 90% of the world's copper comes from near surface, open pit, disseminated copper porphyry deposits. And they're some of the largest mines in the world. They're big, right? And, you know, understanding the very large expected gap between supply and demand coming up, the world needs large scale projects. And so the big determinant, you know, the qualifier indiscriminate of the stage of a project, whether it's, a grassroots discovery or it's a feasibility, is, the overall length of mineralization and the grade of that mineralization is kind of a qualifier, right? It gives an indication, right? If there's 1,000 meters of mineralization at X grade, then you know that this is a very large system. And that's one thing that I wanted to communicate from the beginning, right? That the Makoa deposit is where the drilling has been done. I know that sounds silly because the deposit is where Mother Nature puts it, but the existing resource was really created when Libero first acquired the project in 2018. We did a 43-101 and we said, okay, let's do a resource estimate with this original 33,000 meters of drilling. But it's not really representative of the total potential because it's open in all directions, et cetera, et cetera. So on this first hole, you know, we had multiple goals, but one of the big goals was to be able to qualify the project in time in terms of its overall size and scale. We think that we're only in the beginning. Maybe we're only looking at the foot of a much larger elephant, and obviously this Jurassic porphyry belt has the classic clustering and it has can put out multiple large scale deposits. I mean, if we look at Ecuador, we have Warinza, Pananza, San Carlos, Mirador Norte, and most people don't know even Fruta del Norte, all within 75 kilometers of each other. So one of the big goals was we want to make sure that this hole creates significant expansion to the existing deposit, testing its openness at depth, also to the west, et cetera, et cetera. But we also wanted to be able to demonstrate or qualify or test the overall size and scale potential, like how much copper has been pumped into the overall area. So we originally put I thought it was very ambitious that on our very first drill hole that we wanted to go down 1,000 meters, right? It's not easy to drill 1,000 meter hole with a modular drill. The capacity of the drill is only 1,200 meters. But we were really extremely happy and surprised by the overall team on their very first hole that we hit that 1,000 mark. We liked the mineralization that we were seeing in the core visually, the alteration type that we were in, and we said, let's just keep this thing going, right? Let's take it as deep as the machine can go. The hole is complete. It did pass 1,200 meters. As of today, all of the core has been cut and it will be at the lab this week for the remaining part of the hole. The majority of the holes are already in lab. We're starting to see some of the initial preliminary results. So I'm going to work very hard to contain my excitement, but we believe that this is the type of the hole that will show the world the quality of the project that Makoa is.
Well, Ian, it's an exciting time for the company, and I would assume that you wouldn't have wanted to extend it even that extra 200 meters past the 1,000 if you weren't liking the mineralogy that you were seeing coming out of the core. So that does sound encouraging, and I know that you'll be releasing those assays as they come out from that long intercept. Another thing we should probably mention, though, about the Makoa deposit that sometimes we don't touch on enough is that in addition to copper, which is primary, there's also a lot of molybdenum and it's a key mineral that's getting more in focus lately. I've seen a couple other companies looking at whether they can monetize the moly in their projects. So could you maybe speak to the dual nature of this deposit?
So, I mean, as you guys know, I'm a mining engineer, so I take that mining engineer perspective. And one of the shocking things of Makoa is that it is a copper moly porphyry, which is not uncommon, but it's about 3 to 4 times higher moly content than a normal moly, copper moly deposit. And that's important because a lot of these marginal copper moly deposits, they have a moly circuit that they turn on or they turn off. It depends on how the economics are swinging. But Makoa is definitely a copper moly deposit. It will always be producing. If it became a future mine, it would be producing copper and moly concentrate. And to put it in perspective, how much, you know, again, we're over 600 million tons of resource. It is open in all directions. I think we might just be looking at a small portion of the overall potential of this deposit. And today that resource contains over 500 million pounds of moly. World moly production is about 600 million pounds. So Makoa almost contains an entire world's annual production of moly. So yeah, we are really excited about the moly component, the direction that moly pricing has been going. It's obviously an industrial metal that's key in a lot of multiple processes, such as especially stainless steels, et cetera. And it's also now being used as a critical battery metal, which also obviously creates a lot more excitement if it plays an important component in our conversion to electric vehicles. So yeah, from a moly standpoint, it is one of the world's largest untapped moly deposits anywhere. I mean, it's quite frustrating that I see pure moly projects with grades actually similar to the moly only that we have in our project with resources about the same size as Makoa or smaller actually, and then with a market cap about 4 times our size. So I really look forward to everybody really getting in and getting to know this project and really how amazing it really is.
All right, so we continue to wait for the results from that drill hole at the Makoa project. Also, some other news in the copper sector that does have an impact potentially on Libero here. That happened in Argentina, where Jose Maria Resources just received their approval for the environmental social impact assessment. This helps move their large, well-defined copper asset forward. This is a $3 to $4 billion build. Libero, you also have a project in Argentina called Esperanza. Ian, what do you think about this recent news that came out of Jose Maria and the government approval there?
Yeah, this has been awaited news for us. We've been anticipating it for a while. Obviously, we've had multiple conversations with the government and on the feedback of our project, Esperanza, that is also in San Juan, that we've basically been told right now, our entire focus is on Jose Maria. It's the big elephant. It's a $4 billion investment. It's going to create thousands of jobs for San Juan, and that's where everybody's putting their attention. But we've been indicated unofficially that as soon as Jose Maria moves forward, we're next. So I'm actually leaving Saturday to go directly to Argentina and to continue those conversations now that Jose Maria is moving forward. So we currently have in our budget to start drilling potentially in around the June time period. Obviously, there's a lot of moving parts. A lot of them aren't in our control. but we do have some level of confidence that this project could be moving forward in the near future.
Well, Ian, just for people that are not familiar with the Esperanza project, maybe walk people through just the size and the scope, some of the previous work that's been done there, just to get people a flavor for not just that Macoa is exciting and that the projects in the Golden Triangle are exciting, but the project in Argentina is exciting. So walk us through Esperanza, please.
Yeah, it's very funny, right? Since we really do have some significant assets within the company, and I go to a lot of conferences and have one-to-one meetings, and at the end of the meeting, everybody goes, "Wow, Ian, yeah, you have some great projects, but it's pretty obvious that your flagship is," and then I get a different answer every time. So it's difficult to go through all of them at the same time because, you know, Esperanza is, it's a project that I'm going to stop letting geologists see because then they only want to talk to Esperanza. They get very excited every time they see it. It's a project that was last drilled in 2018 by Latin Metals. They are Prospect Generator, 2018, Argentina, copper. But the last hole on the project was over 300 meters at a 0.75 equivalent copper grade. And the first 200 meters were at a 1% copper. And it hasn't been followed up on. It's showing a lot of the geological similarities where you have obviously a telescoping porphyry with an overprint of gold content. So a lot of resemblance geologically in the same Miocene belt and showing the same types of alteration as the Filo del Sol project. So there's a lot of excitement that we can get back in and start drilling. And the other one is, you know, for me, size and scale is so important, right? I mean, because the majors, any major mining company wants projects of size and scale. They want something that will move the needle in their books. And you know that you can even see it from Google Maps. The Esperanza alteration at surface is over 2 kilometers by 1 kilometer. So we think we're in a significant system, and look forward to punching some new holes into it. And I guess I should also add that 300 meter hole ended in grade. It was basically at the limit of depth of that drill. So it also has a significant depth potential. We're going to be following a very similar game plan as Filo del Sol, testing the top of the system, creating the vectors to start hunting for that deeper feeder zone.
All right, Ian, appreciate this update. Look, this is very encouraging what's going on at Macoa. We don't have those drill results out yet, but we will follow up as we get those drill results and as they hit the market. In full disclosure, Shad and myself are shareholders of Libero Copper and Gold. We will, again, be following up on the back of some more news. But if any of you have any questions for Ian regarding any of the projects in the portfolio, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Ian, thank you again for your time, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Thanks to both of you. It's always wonderful that this story has grown together.